Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Do I have a show for you? Of course, you know what it's about. Happy Mother's Day. This is the Mom's Show. And the intention of the show is to give you an, well, as much as I can, an in-depth insight into what mom actually goes through as she births her babies. This is a subject men are particularly ignorant of. This is a subject women are particularly ignorant of. So tomorrow we celebrate Mother's Day. You're going to give your mom a hug, a gift. It's a sincere, wonderful day. And my point is, what are you really celebrating? What are you really thanking her for? Well, you'll get a much better insight over the next 30 minutes. Childbirth, from the standpoint of medicine, and I'm talking about natural medicine, places an enormous stress on the mom. Now, we kind of know that, but there's a couple of reasons why. The first one is the episiotomy, and the second one is the cesarean. If you've had a natural childbirth and you didn't tear, nor did you have a cesarean, God bless you. And keep your fingers crossed, all your births are going to be like that or were like that. But there's something deeper than that. And that is to understand the perineum of the woman. That place between the vagina and the anus is of massive significance to the health of the body, to the hormonal system. This is why I always have to chuckle when women have concerns about their hormones, because there's so many versions of what to do. Well, really, in one sentence, drop down low, ladies. Go into those perineal muscles and respect the fact that if you've torn there, it's going to go after an energy circuit in the body that controls the endocrine system. Now, as always, I've got pictures galore on this. So if you're new to the show, get to the website, if you can, straighttalk.cc. Those of you who already know, please get to the website because the pictures really tell so much. And remember, I'm going to extend this show. It'll be posted in about an hour. I do a much more comprehensive version, which you should all listen to, either now or later on in the day. You've got to respect the perineum of the human organism, in this case the female, to really respect what happens during childbirth. Well, we kind of know this in a way. Think of yourself before you had children. And let's draw you as a triangle, meaning broad at the shoulders and narrow at the waist. And let's understand that after a child or two, you kind of look like an upside down triangle. We say that the lower heater or the pelvic region just loses all its tone. We say the perineum loses its tone. And as it's losing its tone, you're compressing nerves, you're twisting blood vessels, you're slowing down the rate at which the lymphatics drain the pelvic area. So when we say you lose tone after childbirth, the bulk of that tone, that muscular tone, occurs down in those perineal muscles. But the consequence of losing tone has an expansive effect in that area on the arteries, the veins, the nerves, the lymphatic system. And the net effect of that is we start to lose optimal physiology in those areas. Well, you know this. After birth, women get constipated. After birth, women's periods change. After birth, women have all sorts of pains down there. There can be pain after intercourse, after childbirth. There's a whole slew of things that women know. Urinary incontinence. You can't hold your urine as well. You all know this. But you see, you can actually measure the rate of your biological age. The rate at which the body deteriorates is directly proportional to the rate at which the perineal tone changes. Well, you kind of know this too. If you've had one child and you're 30, you look a certain way. If you've had eight children and you're 30, you look older. Now, this isn't across the board true, because some women are enormously resilient. Some women actually do better and birth more easily, you know, childbearing hips. Mind you, at the turn of the century, infant mortality and maternal mortality were within the top five reasons women died. So there's a long history of understanding, thus the etiology of the necessity of the midwife and the doula, something pregnant women should all have today. Before we had the cesarean figured out, or even the episiotomy, before we did that, we had situations that were far worse than the tears and the scars and the things I'm about to get into. What you had was mortality. So back then, you looked at a woman's hips. The family she was marrying into would look at her hips to determine whether or not those hips were childbearing. This was actually done. It was a big deal. You had to know if she could handle a kid. And the fact that that maternal mortality was that high was an indication of the seriousness of this and the consequence if things went wrong. So we have a history of understanding that that pelvic basin in a female was of great significance. Now jump to modern day with cesareans and episiotomies. Yeah, we've brought down maternal mortality tremendously, and that's a blessing we have to respect. But really, in the ideal of it, she pops that baby out in 20 minutes. It comes out head first. It's a joyful, smooth experience. Now, for as much as you might say that's not reality, it is reality. And you can see a great birth coming. And you can see a troubled birth coming. And any midwife or doula worth her salt will tell you this. What you're thanking mom for is what she went through and the long-term ramifications. All in the name of the love she gives to you. Women suffer through childbirth. They suffer through gestation. And they suffer during those first years. Now, of course, we don't want to look at it that way. We want to understand it as the best years of our life, right? And that's to be respected too. But there's another side to it. Let's go into the perineum. If you're on the website, pictures number 4, 5, and 6. The muscles of the perineum, and in the center spot, right where you get that cut. So let's talk episiotomy. In an episiotomy, because the canal's not large enough for the head, a woman is either cut straight from the lower part of the vagina. You can see this on pictures 7 and 8. She's either cut from that lower part of the vagina a little bit towards the anus, or she's cut laterally. She starts just at the bottom of the vagina and then not towards the anus, but just a little to the side of it. So you have a posterolateral cut or you have a straight incision straight to the back. If you ever have a choice, you get the posterolateral one. And there's a reason for that, because those muscles represent what we call the pelvic diaphragm. In Chinese medicine, there are two energy lines, one running up and the other running down the spine. The one running up they call the conception vessel. The one running down the back they call the governing vessel. Collectively, those two energy lines, which are stimulated and maintained and strengthened by that perineal tone, which of course gets compromised after a tear or after an episiotomy. But in Eastern medicine, and this needs to be really drilled in and respected, the minute the tone of the pelvic diaphragm starts to get weak, every organ there, uterus, ovaries, bladder, intestines, rectum, they all begin to drop. That drop in their spatial orientation creates imbalance in the physiology. So after a tear, I'm going to add the cesarean to this later. I'm going to add the episiotomy. After the traumas of birth, organs tend to drop. Now, they won't prolapse fully, but they do begin to drop. We begin to weaken that pelvic area. Now, the consequence of that is most fundamentally an energetic consequence, because the pumping of that diaphragm equates to the pumping of the brain, the low back, and the perineal tone and the flexibility there is what drives the pumping mechanism of the cranial rhythm. So as you lose tone down there, you kind of lose the physiological sanctity of the brain. Most fundamentally, the endocrine system. Well, just check this against the statistics. How many women, and you read this across the board in every part of the world, after childbirth, we call it postpartum blues. Yeah, it's an irony. You're so overjoyed that you have a child, hopefully a successful birth. Something to celebrate, certainly. And yet, you have all the signs of postpartum blues. And then all the hormonal problems, the thyroid goes, the adrenals are exhausted. The eyes blacken or they get brown. You just don't seem to have your pizzazz. And if you're on your second, third, fourth, fifth birth, the later births are worse. All this is obscured. All this is obscured to modern medicine. Modern medicine has lots of reasons for this. Nobody's looking down there at the tone in the perineal muscles. Eastern medicine is filled with these concepts. Now, a cesarean, and I put some pictures on the website of the cesareans. Wow. Cesarean is a major surgery. It's not just a little clip. A cesarean is a massive surgery. Just look at the pictures I put. That one picture with that child's coming into the world off a cesarean. Now again, there's a flip side to that cesarean. Perhaps the child would die. Perhaps the mother would die. So we got to be careful here. But if we really understood the consequences of a cesarean, not just on the mother, but the child. I'm going to get to the child in the comprehensive show. If we look at the child, a cesarean is a birth trauma. Because the kid's popping out, not in the way nature intended. And why are we doing the cesarean? Often we're doing it in an emergency area. Doctors know they don't want to do a cesarean unless they have to. So first there's the crisis, then there's the emergency surgery. All this is on the kid. But from the standpoint...